Hey, happy, happy, sunny Mondays, everybody from South Florida. I'm Sierra Briscoe. That's David Solomon. But you want to know something? Is it really sunny at the Oscars? Every Tom, Dick, and Harry wants to tell Israel what it should do and why it should do it. And, you know, it's really at the point of nausea where Hollywood elite, these guys who have private security that live in Tinseltown and are spoiled rotten brats, right? Most of which are trying to be, you know, saving their careers against AI. Let's not forget it. Hollywood and Hollywood elite are literally the definition of political hacks and attention hogs. Hi, everybody. My name's Stuart. That's David. This is the unfiltered, uncensored conversation on a wide range of topics called The Rant Network. This podcast is dedicated on giving opinions, share thoughts, experiences, and ideas, and from a variety of very honest and blunt opinions. So sit back and relax as we dive into the latest news, pop culture, clearly this, politics, and so much more. Rants about absurdity of modern life, and deeper discussions affecting society. So sit back, guys. Join us. All right, David, listen. You have the Hollywood elite yesterday rattle off how there should be a ceasefire in Israel. Now, let's be honest. I agree. There was a ceasefire that lasted for how many years? They only gave a couple of rockets every couple of months. But, you know, hey, that was a ceasefire. Where was Hollywood, these fucking morons, you know, saying, why are they attacking this country? You know, Hollywood is the most hypocritical group of basket of idiots I have yet to discover. Shut up, act, and entertain. You're an entertainer. You're not a political maven. You know, not everybody's going to rise up to Ronald Reagan standards. Billie Eilish, you're a joker broker. You don't even understand politics. In fact, I challenge Billy Iris to join us on any rant to try and talk about politics. And you know what? You're a great actor, but you know what? We're going to have a lot of fun with you because you don't know shit. David, please tell me how frustrated you are on this topic because, you know, I think you're going to give a completely different perspective.
You know, folks, I don't know about you, but have you seen people walking around with yellow ribbons or blue ribbons?
153?
The military tags I've sent. You know, pins that says, bring them home now, all that. Yes, those are the people who are quietly reminding you that on October 7th, 200 and something hostages were taken. There are still 130 plus still in captivity. And the only thing that, no, Stuart, hold on. The only thing that matters. Palestinians. The only thing that matters, standing in front of like every event, you'll find a Palestinian protester. And I'm sidetracking for a second because I found how disgusting it was. They were opening up a Holocaust center in Holland and they protested. And last night at the Oscars, they protested. All they want is the attention. So idiots like Billie Eilish, the actress, Mark Ronson, Ava DuVernay, Ruffalo, a piece of garbage, Riz Ahmed, Marcella Ali, Rami Youssef, Phoebe Bridges, Lucas Dukas, Julian Baker, Tolin Shalhoub, Ibn Mas Bakrak, all the more red pins. So, of course, now the pin represents a, as they put it, an immediate and permanent ceasefire.
Oh, doesn't it mean the blood of all the murdered people those assholes took did? Like, oh, wait a minute, wait a minute. Ruffalo is standing for all of this carnage. Billie Eilish, you know what? I challenge these jerk-offs. I'm just so angry.
Don't bother because Mark, no, because again, the problem is they have a microphone. They have followers. We don't. So what they've done is they've brainwashed a whack of people to believe that Israel's blaming for everything. But again, this is the oddity, right? Did you talk about humanity and you want a lasting peace, but there was no call, not one call to return the hostages. Not one call against Hamas for the rape of women. Not one call for the murder of people. Not one call to bring them to justice for burning babies in ovens. Now, all that is absolutely ignored by the Hollywood elite, which is an to me, the only thing that they're elite is with their money, not their brain power. Their IQ is inversely proportionate to their money, because the more they make this seem to be, the less the brain works. These A-listers are most disgusting people you could possibly imagine. And frankly, I would like to see them all. You know what? I would ban their movies. I would not buy their albums. I would not watch, you know, I would make sure Mark Ruffalo doesn't get a dime out of Marvel. Because the reality is that yesterday, what they should have demanded was the return of the hostages. On October 6th, people, there was a ceasefire. It was a crappy one. Yes. But there was a ceasefire. Hamas attacked Israel first. Now, I find it interesting because a couple of years ago, this was the, you know, they people stood on the same stage and demanded for Ukraine, right? Russia, bad Russia, bad Russia. How many of them stood up there and did that yesterday? One. You know, nobody, what, why not? What about the poor suffering people in Africa? What about the violence in Haiti? What about the Pakistanis who threw out the Afghanis out of like all these lists of problems around the world? And the only one that has any goddamn focus, thanks to the propagandists, the Palestinians. And I find it absolutely incredible that Hollywood, once again, likes to take the time to show off that it is smarter than you. It is arrogantly, you know, thinking that you're dumb. And you need to listen to these people who are half the time either stoned or stupid on stage, who don't seem to care, but it's a great thing to shout because that's what their followers want. That's what they believe in. And frankly, you know what? There's no wonder. There is no wonder that more and more people are leaning right. You know, it's funny. Yesterday, Stuart, I got off the plane on my way back home to Montreal, and I ran into somebody that my wife went to high school with, and I didn't really talk to him in high school, but I find he's talking to me about it. He goes, I don't understand it. He goes, what is going on in the United States, Canada too, Europe too, where the left simply doesn't get it? Stuart, he was the one, he kept saying, he goes, what is going on? The left claims to be fighting for humanity, and they're the most racist, vile group of people. They would rather fight for dogs. They would rather fight for this climate change business. They would rather fight for all these things. But when it comes to, you know, racism, did they once call out anti-Semitism? No. Did they once call out, you know, an end to a violence towards Jews? No. Did they once call for Hamas to disarm? No. Did they once call out, like I said, the return of the hostages? No. All they did was what the left likes to do. We need to blame the colonists, and the colonists in this case is Israel, and Israel's blamed for everything.
How can Israel be a colonist if historically that was their land? I'm always perplexed by the morons, Judea, Samaria, right? I'm sorry.
Stuart, they don't believe in that. They don't believe in that. They believe that Palestinians have been there forever, and Jews are invaders. And, you know, frankly, it's just, to me, it just, it's a part of the Hollywood ignorance. And that's what I'm saying. A lot of these people became, you know, studied theater. And, you know, if you go to a theater school today, it's all left, hard left leaning teachings. It's teaching, you know, the DEI that they're shoving down your throat, the diversity, the equity, and the inclusion. You know, it's funny because somebody, the Wall Street Journal, I believe, did an article about DEI in Israel. And I'm going to rant about this another time. And they said in Israel, they don't believe that the E is gone. There's no, forget E. There's diversity and there's inclusion. And everybody has an opportunity. And Israel does it differently. But according to the West, that's bad. All right? It's totally bad. And again, who decided this?
David, I'm going to ask you a stupid question. You brought up DEI. I'm going to talk an off-the-wing topic because I'm going to get you.
No. Stay on this one. Don't divert. Yeah. Please don't divert. No, yeah. Don't.
I want to ask Hollywood. I want to ask the Hollywood elite, those that are pro gay rights, women rights.
Yeah. You want to go there?
Yes, I had to get your blood pressure up. David, how many of these fucking morons, and I'm using a lot of profanity today because I'm pretty. I'm pretty angry. How many of these assholes that are twisted, that are gay, that are transsexual, that are bisexual, that are drug loving, pot smoking, coke snorting, could get away living their life their way in any of those fucking countries? Right. Stuart, you know what? You know,
Stuart,
I would love, I challenge Ruffalo to go live in any part of.
But we repeat this over and over again. Okay. We repeat this over and over again that the people who are the reporters who report it are jaded. They'll go into the most impoverished neighborhood, film the area, but won't go film the villas that are owned by the elite. They will not, they will like to show you the worst of the worst, but not the reality. And these actors bought into this. They simply bought into this, that all of this stuff is Israeli propaganda. That of course the Palestinians will embrace women's rights. And of course the Palestinians will embrace homosexuality. And of course the blacks, the Palestinians embrace the black community. Not a chance. And you know what, Stuart? In Toronto, just to give you a difference, a few weeks ago, there was an incredible conference with, of all, it was just simply unbelievable to imagine who would be on Israel's side and sitting there and going, yeah, we get it. All right? I'm going to give you the list of the countries where they're from, and you'd be shocked, okay? Because who would have thought that you would have people had from Kosovo, Albania, Iran, Azerbaijan, and Pakistan stood up on a dais and said, we are supporting Israel because we know what real terrorism is all about. We know what the what when you take away democracy is all about. And these dumb actors will not listen at all. I mean, the son of Hamas, the famous Masab Hassan Youssef, whose father is one of the founders, it's Sheikh Hassan Youssef, and he's living in the United States. He converted to Christianity, and he's telling Hollywood, are you out of your mind? If you think you're supporting a cause, they're coming after you next. You think they're going to stop with Jews? They ain't stopping. The warning signs are there, and they are the greatest propaganda spreaders you can imagine. Congratulations, Hollywood. You've done exactly what you like to do. Spread your lies.
On that note, David, let me just give you one more food of thought. You know, the most powerful person in Hollywood is known to being, or one of them, is Steven Spielberg. You know, I don't hear enough of the golden people of Hollywood to actually have a voice.
They do. A lot of them do, Stuart, but they've been drowned out. The ones who support Israel have been drowned out and blacklisted by Hollywood.
Steven Spielberg can't be blacklisted.
Oh, is he? Yeah. Anyways, go ahead. Continue, please, please.
Why do we not hear more from those? You know, you have owners of franchise sports teams taking out ads at the one of the largest syndicated shows on TV, Super Bowl. But you can't get a Hollywood elite to do the same. Spend their own money.
Stuart,
I don't get it.
Stuart, I gotta tell you, and we'll wrap it up with this. I don't think an ad on Super Bowl was great by Robert Kraft. But I want to tell you something. Right now, the people who are being influenced need to be attacked, or not attacked, I'm sorry, educated on TikTok, Instagram. I've seen this videos, I've seen what's being spread out there. The Super Bowl is a one-time great, but if that thing doesn't go consistently, and I'll tell you, when you have people like Noah Tishbe and others who are putting out daily, even Mayim Bialik, virtually daily videos to try to get people to see that there is two sides to this, kudos to them. But you're not hearing about it, Stuart, because you know, they're overwhelmed by the people who like to hate. But on that note, let's wrap it up.
All right, everybody. Thank you for sitting back and relaxing for just a 15 minute, which is a nice little quarter hour. I hope you can keep up with us, follow along with us, join us every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, noon Eastern, unedited, never, ever, ever, ever cut, always uncut. We appreciate your support. In the meantime, don't forget to follow us on your social media channels, your podcasts, hit that little heart button because we love you too. And we'll see you next time. Keep ranting. David, last word.
Take care, everyone.